You know, I've thought about, welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, February 19th, 2021. We're going to go back to the phones. I've thought about doing stuff, you know, we could do giveaways or something, giveaway books. I still need to get back to the book that I mentioned most recently, The Journey Begins. We'll see if that happens. But, you know, maybe doing giveaways on stuff like that for things like this. You know, what is the title of the song? And the title is Club to Death by Rob Dugan, actually. So it's a particular variation, Hooray Amino variation of that song, and it was song number 4 on the Matrix soundtrack, the original Matrix. So that's the answer to John's question about what song. I think it was that one. I presume it was that one. So that's the answer. And with that, we'll go back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Morning, sir.
I want to kind of ramble on here, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. But if I was a younger man, I've toyed with the thought or the idea of emigrating to Russia. And the first thing I know, people will think, well, Fred Nawa, he's a communist. That couldn't be farther from the truth. But what we are in the United States, we're fascists. That's where the government and international business go together. And ultimately, they're controlled by the church. And the church located in Germany, the fascist type of government, and even said that. But anyhow, I so fascinated by Russia, I surfed the, I guess you call it surfing the net. And I feel guilty because I'm not keeping the Sabbath like I should. And I don't watch movies or stuff like that, but documentaries. But 1,000 years ago, Slavics moved or immigrated to Russia, and they end up this kind of a colony or a group of people on the White Sea, which is very narrow and shallow, and they're fishermen. But anybody that comes up there as a stranger and is a fisherman, well, they're one of them, you know, and they're not clannish like that. But that, what I'm trying to emphasize and get this message across, the people with courage and they love freedom, they will do everything to obtain it, and hardships and hard times and poverty and hard work, especially hard work and stress and strain. But there's a lot of Ukrainians and Russians that live around me, and I'm fascinated because they're good gardeners, and I used to garden. But at any rate, I don't know if you've heard of the old believers, but in 1860, and I forgot his name, the Eastern Orthodox, the head of the religion, he started changing it, and the people that wouldn't go along with it, they ended up killing them. And that's what they call the old believers. They escaped and went up rivers and into the taiga. Siberia, the taiga, and that's timber country, which is a vast majority of the biggest forest in the world is in Russia. But they had to make their own clothing and hunting and farming, but they were a strong community, and they were forced to help each other because of the tough living conditions, which exist to this day in the taiga. And, but anyhow, the vast majority of people of courage and love freedom so much. Not all, but they have very strong Christian beliefs. And at the peril of their own life and death, the old believers, you know, had to escape from this and went into harsh conditions.
Yeah.
But I feel guilty about, you know, not keeping the Sabbath Friday at sunset and not studying my Bible. I put in about 30, 35 hours a week on AmazingDiscoveries.org. Oh, did I say AmazingDiscoveries.org? Yeah.
No,
but
you didn't.
You know, not to relieve my guilt, but I think the good Lord is speaking to me even through these documentaries sometimes. But the courage of these people and their strong Christian beliefs and their dedication and how they help each other. Now, like the Amish here, and there's a lot of them where I live, and I'm friends with a lot of them, and Mennonites too, they give the option to their kids if they want to leave, you know, for a year and determine what kind of life they want to live and lead. So it's not communistic or socialistic in that sense, but they give, you know, freedom. But it is so fascinating to me that all these rivers and just plentiful of fish and animals, you know, that can be hunted. But I'm a vegetarian. I have a big problem, you know. But I'm rambling on here, but what I'm trying to say is this, and this happening right today. Prophecy repeats. As people of courage that will stand up for their Christian principles and beliefs to the detriment of the loss of life or limb or be incarcerated, is there's always that minority, and there's that minority today. Well, I've rambled on enough. I hope I made some sense, but you covered so much ground in the first half hour, as you usually do. So I'm done, my friend, you know, so have a good day. Oh, it's colder in Iowa than it is up there in Libby, by the way. Okay, I'm done.
I believe it. Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. One comment, maybe two. That here, before we go back to the phones, let's see. Yes, there it is. I don't know quite where, okay, we'll just do this. So, and this is, you know, like, you know, you usually say, Fred, this is not to be critical. This is just maybe a point of clarification, hopefully to be edifying, but, you know, whenever I think of the observance of the Sabbath or the food thing, it all sort of circles back around to the same kinds of passages in my mind. I think of Romans 14, Colossians chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 4, few passages real quick. Romans 14, you know, deals with the food thing and other stuff. One person regards one day above another. Another regards every day alike. This is verse 5. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it for the Lord. He who eats does so for the Lord, and for he gives thanks to God. And he who eats not for the Lord, he does not eat and gives thanks to God. For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. And there's more. Romans 14 is interesting. To me, it just really, this is for, I don't know, anyone listening. I think it really puts to rest. You know, we hear about all kinds of stuff. People talk about, you know, the Genesis diet, the this, the that, whatever. I'm not saying that's what Fred's doing. I'm just saying sometimes people have questions, so I thought maybe that was helpful. And I always think of Colossians 2, 16 in particular. You know, it's the verse starts with therefore, which means you need to read what comes before it, because that's what matters. That's what matters, and I'm going to leave that out. That's the whole context. You got to read what comes before the therefore, but I'll leave that to the listener. So verse 16 reads, therefore no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to festival or new moon or Sabbath day. And verse 17 reads, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. And last but not least, this is a little bit longer, but 1 Timothy chapter 4 opens with these words. But the Spirit explicitly, and these are all NASB translation, but the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience, as with a branding iron, men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Just ask Peter. Just kidding. A little joke there. What? I will never eat this. Peter apparently is a little stubborn and hard-headed like some of us. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. And then finally to this other, you know, thing, in pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, constantly nourishing the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following, but have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Anyway, those are some of the things that come to my mind when, I don't know, the food and the Sabbath day and stuff are discussed. So enough about that. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, you rang my chime when you started talking about methotrexate. Mm-hmm. About 18 years ago, I was watching the TV with a little elderly lady I was taking care of, and this reporter came outside. He was standing outside Planned Parenthood, and he said that they are giving the students methotrexate. Planned Parenthood was in the schools, and he hoped that, and they hoped that the parents would mind. And I said, oh, I need a book. I'm here at her house. And she said, go in the other room, kid. And she had a Life book way back, it tells you everything Life put out. And it had methotrexate in it. And it said it was for cancer, incurable cancer. Mm-hmm. And the side effect was it would kill babies. So I've already just looked it up, and it's still that way. You can look on RX Wiki, WIKI, and that has nothing to do with the product. This is telling different the product. And and it says not for pregnant women. And then I go on further down, and it says that it can be used for identifying moles and things like that. You know what that is, don't you? well, maybe you don't, I'll just tell you. it's a product of conception where it goes awry. You've heard of those things. Mm-hmm. Probably because it's taken something else. But, you know, pharmakia means witchcraft. Mm-hmm. So I thought he told us something there. He's saying that Planned Parenthood's going into the schools and giving girls that have a positive pregnancy test something that can kill them. That's another mm-hmm. thing. It can kill you. It definitely would probably kill the baby. But another thing I wanted to say, too, is that most people are deficient in magnesium. Mm-hmm. The normal magnesium is still deficient. So that's the problem in America. They put like 20 million of those defibrillation things are in your heart with a string that go to your heart. And it's supposed to knock your heart back into beating right. Or they even have them in the walls, I hear, of a high school in case people look under Dr. Ken Berry, MD, on the internet, and you can get, it's called arrhythmia, either atrial arrhythmia or the other one. I'm freezing, I'm sorry. It also causes osteoporosis. You know, the fellow from Austin there, hip thing and all that. I mean, it's just incredible where all you have to do to get magnesium is to soak your feet in Epsom salt, warm Epsom salt. It goes through your skin, probably better than taking it, but you take it. I mean, I had an acid stomach this morning because I ate about the jalapeno stuff, and I grabbed my magnesium and went away. I was low. I hadn't been taking it. I know. See, we eat all the pizza. We eat all the things like calcium things. We're all high on calcium in America. We love our cheese on everything, and we love our milk and ice, all the calcium things, you know, though we don't get enough magnesium because probably, I'll tell you, my son, he soaks his feet in it, and then he said, and then I took it and I poured it on my sunflowers, and he said, all of a sudden they just whooped up, they just grew real fast, and all the ants or something that was eating on them just jumped right off. So I'm just saying that most of the things wrong with us are lack of magnesium. Now, if you take too much orally or whatever, you'll get diarrhea. And then you have to, you know, other than that, I don't think you can take too much orally. It's just that you take it better. You get it better if it's on an acid stomach, just like calcium. You know, people drink their milk at night so they can go to sleep. Okay. I just wanted to say that I feel so sorry for people with all these broken bones and all that stuff, you know, when all they needed was magnesium and the doctor won't tell them. And I think it's a conspiracy. Because if you tell the doctor, you know, anything like that, vitamin C or anything like that, if they know the truth, they'll just walk off and say standard procedure or something like that. Standard operating procedure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody cares. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, wait.
Much appreciated.
What the hell, Bill?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. All right, Pat, final thought. One last quick thing you said.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that everybody thinks of Warren Buffett as this great, philanthropist, but he gave mostly to Planned Parenthood. That's about all he gave to. And he got caught in 1996. And so it wasn't but a little while while Bill and Melinda Gates opened up their foundation, and they started. He gave his money to Planned Parenthood through Bill and Melinda Gates. So they're definitely out to get rid of people. Go figure.
Yep. Yep. Thanks for that, Pat.
I have a lot more, but I'll get it all my ducks in a row and warm and
all right.
Tell people what I've discovered. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
you.
Pat. Much appreciated as always. Back to the phones in the interest of time. Darren in Illinois, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good to chat with you again. Appreciate you being there. You brought up Stockholm Syndrome, and I've made reference to Stockholm Syndrome recently in a Facebook post because I think it, in a way, encapsulates this phenomena that we're seeing in our society. I think I'd first heard of Stockholm Syndrome when I believe that Hearst girl was supposedly abducted, and she participated in a bank robbery with mm-hmm. her alleged kidnappers many years ago. With Stockholm Syndrome, I haven't researched it, but it must have to do with Germany and prisoners of war, I would think, was where that was first put together, this phenomenon of Stockholm Syndrome. But a few years back, I saw a movie with Gene Hackman called The War Party, and it was bizarre. It was from the early 70s, late 60s era. It was a Western, and I described the movie to a friend of mine, and he said, well, that was a movie about Stockholm Syndrome. And I said, well, what's Stockholm Syndrome? And he kind of tried to explain it to me. But I think that really explains a lot of what we're seeing right now in society.
Yeah, and speaking of the war party, here's what's interesting. I agree, and the larger phenomenon that's really interesting, you know, you have all of these little fronts, basically, that are low-intensity conflict, low-intensity operations, less-than-war kind of operations, like the cultural Marxist front, and it's all really pushing toward cultural assimilation and cultural hegemony. And what's interesting to your point, speaking of the movie The War Party in particular, is when you look at the subjugation of a conquered people, they seem sort of predisposed. You know, I mean, there are lots of books that have been written about how, you know, in certain cultures, for example, around the world, that, you know, people fight, and then once they agree that the fighting's over, the conquered people adopt the conqueror's, you know, cultural proclivities or whatever. And so here in America, I think you see evidence of the subjugation of the conquered people that ultimately results in a form of Stockholm Syndrome where, for example, and it's more, I would say it's a more virulent and pervasive strain than maybe with other people that aren't so conquered and subjugated. So with what are referred to as the Native American folks, if you look at what's happening on the, you know, in the tribal communities and on the reservations and so forth, they're very militant about this whole, you know, the COVID protocols and stuff. In other words, the Stockholm Syndrome seems to make people more oppressive in their approach to one another and other people. It's a very strange thing. And that, again, ties back to all the books that have been written about this stuff, like Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men and the things that Daniel Goldhagen has written and all these guys. Anyway, go ahead.
But another thing that you've done this morning, and I've heard you do before, you try to relate these things to Scripture. Mm-hmm. And I've done the same in my mind with the Stockholm Syndrome phenomena. And I looked up this verse, and I wanted to read it. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
Yeah.
Not serve God and wealth. And I think in what that infers is that we are in subjugation.
Hold that thought, Darren. We'll pick it up when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, February 19th, 2021. On the phones, Baron in Illinois, you mentioned, I think it was Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So you were saying.
Correct. Well, I was saying the inference there.
Yeah.
The inference there is that we're in subjugation. It's either one master or another. Even if it defies our sensibilities that we'd be in subjection to anyone, we are in subjection, according to this verse, to either God or mammon. And
reminds me of the conversation, you're either a slave to sin or a slave to Christ. And basically, like, you know, similar to Jesus in John 8, to the Jews, you know, he's saying to the Jews who are believing him. Anyway, he's having this conversation with these people in particular, and he says, you know, if you continue on my word, then you will be my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And they say, we have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say this? And you kind of go, or you, did you forget about that 400 year stint in Egypt, for example? Because anyway, it's just funny how your mind, you know, like you said, whether it offends your delicate sensibilities or not, reality is reality. Anyway.
Well, it certainly is. And I do think the Stockholm Syndrome is a very good description of what is the phenomena taking place. It fits anyway. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd try to at least bolster that take. And again, I do appreciate your being there, and thank you so much for this opportunity to speak.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Darren.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Yeah, similarly, James chapter 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. That's a bold statement. Verse 6, but he must ask in faith without any doubting, and that's something to ruminate on, I would say. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Stockholm Syndrome is an interesting thing. You know, it's a survival mechanism in simple terms. You know, Elon Musk, I would say, was exercising a form of Stockholm Syndrome when he said, well, AI is, you know, it's like when you do that thing on the floor with the pentagram and all that stuff, you know, like summoning the, it's kind of like that, you know, and it could kill us all, but we should just merge with it and that way we'll survive. That's a form of Stockholm Syndrome. It's a survival mechanism. And it, speaking of faith and James's point, double-minded man, you know, it demonstrates where a person's faith is, I think. Is a very overt sort of declaration of faith, you might say, at least in my humble opinion. So it's interesting to ponder. This is Friday. We're not supposed to get too deep on stuff. So back to the phones. Kim in San Antonio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kim.
This is my first time to call in. I have been listening to you for about 6 years.
Thanks for calling.
And for listening. Yeah. Yes, well, you know, you have been an integral part of my life for the last 6 years, and I am a devout listener. You helped bring me to the Lord, and
wow.
I woke up this morning, yes, I woke up this morning just thinking about you and being so grateful. Lord put it on my heart to call in today, and thank you for what you've done for me in my life. Honestly, if it weren't for this broadcast, I probably would, I don't know where I'd be. It helps keep my sanity. It's the only intelligent conversation I get because even before all this nonsense happened, you know, everybody in my life thought I was crazy because I was, you know, saying, let's prepare, let's get ready. You know, things are starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are now. I just wanted to say thank you.
You're very welcome.
You bring
thank
rationality. You.
You
actually 6 years ago sent me a reading list, which I've been working my way through.
I didn't quite catch that. Could you say that again, please?
Oh, I said about 6 years ago, I emailed you and you sent me a long reading list, which was so kind of you. I've been working my way through that, as well as you actually led me to the Lord. And I guess I have sometimes, you know, I think about what would I love to do while I'm still walking on this earth. And I would think, and I have this fantasy of sitting down to coffee with you and John from Tennessee and Fred from Iowa. And
that would
and
be
even,
fun.
You know, Pat. It would be wonderful. It's a wish list that I have had. But I just wanted to thank you for your broadcast and some of the wonderful callers that come in and the lifeline that you bring. And also, for leading me to the truth of the Lord, and I appreciate it more than you can know.
That is a blessing. So thank you for the blessing, and you're welcome for whatever I could and have done, and I'm most grateful to have been a part of that. And
it's a daily blessing. Thank you, Chris.
That's wonderful. You're welcome, Kim. Thanks for sharing that. Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, and, you know, of course, thanks to Mr. Stadmiller, because, you know, without him, this would not be possible. And, you know, on that note, I think, like I said recently, we should all keep each other in our prayers, you know, keep this network in your prayers, and everyone involved in the, you know, productions that this network puts out, and the callers. I think it makes a difference. Like I said earlier this week, you know, prayer, if you feel so inclined and you're praying and you're doing it the way the Bible says, you know, praying without ceasing and those kinds of things, it has a profound impact on the people that you pray for, but also for those doing the praying. It's pretty remarkable, at least in my experience. And so, you know, like I said, I mean, I think it's easy to breeze over when you read things like, you know, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And I guess maybe just a little, I don't know. It's a fascinating thing. You know, we get hung up. I think it's easy for us to get hung up on our own things. It's a selfish, self-centered thing that I think pretty much anyone can fall prey to. But, you know, we all have our own hang-ups, and you think, I could never, or I shouldn't, or I'm whatever. And, you know, I alluded to Peter doing that, who was sort of notorious for that, you know, that he's known as Ready, Fire, Aim Peter in the Bible. And he's constantly, you know, Jesus says, I'm going to do this thing. Peter says, I'll never allow it. And Jesus is basically saying, Peter, one of us is God. It's not you. Calm down. And that happens repeatedly. And I think it's something that I think most or all of us can relate to. You know, we let our own selfish guilt interfere with, you know, God's best and his desires for our lives and those around us. Again, I people say, why would God let this happen? Well, we have an obligation. And have we fully done, you know, what we could have done? And if we haven't, then maybe we should stop. Even though he does take responsibility for everything, and there are different passages in the Bible that speak to that, it's all under his purview. But still, we have an opportunity and, dare I say, even an obligation to participate. And so if we're not doing all that we can in basically inviting him into these circumstances to show up, because, again, Romans 8:28, Revelation 21:5 passages like that speak to the fact that he makes the broken things better than new just by showing up. So, you know, if we can be a part of doing that, you know, helping him show up, you might argue that there's nothing, I would argue that there's nothing more powerful and influential and beneficial that we could do. It's definitely a good starting point, if nothing else. So, you know, when he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and I will give, or excuse me, and it will be given to him. There is no caveat in there. And so I think of David. You know, King David, he's an interesting character. And he, you know, this guy who leads a force of what are known as mighty men, you know, these are some bad dudes. one guy kills 700 or 800 people in hand-to-hand combat by himself. Those are bad dudes. And he's the leader of these guys. And for that guy to be convicted at various moments of his life and just basically give it to God and just leave it all in God's hands, a guy that sort of magnanimous, you know, it's pretty amazing. And he doesn't let his own selfish guilt or whatever get in his way. He just hands it over. And there are shocking moments, like when he's praying for his child and the child doesn't survive, and then the, you know, his counselors are saying, oh my goodness, this is going to be bad. Now he's really going to be upset. And he gets up and goes, well, back to business as usual. And they say, wow, you know, aren't you upset? And he says, what can I do? I can't bring him back. He won't return to me, but I will go to him. Which is this theme that people talk about in the Bible. You know, why did the patriarchs want to be buried in a certain place? And it was because they knew about the foreshadowing of things to come, and that, you know, or the book of Job, you know, everything, you know, like his family was doubled basically. And people say, how was it doubled? He only had the same number of kids. Yeah. But he, if you understand that he believes he's going to go to meet them in paradise, basically, then that's how he can say that his family would be doubled. So just interesting to have that. And, you know, so let him ask generously, or excuse me, let he who asks, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. And then what is the next thing mentioned? Speaking of examples like David or Moses or, you know, whatever, the next thing mentioned is faith. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And then to Darren's point, you know, for that man ought to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Don't be double-minded. You know, it demonstrates where your faith is. It's interesting. So, I don't know. Last thing to say, another little thing, since it's Friday, just sort of tangent real quick to conclude. Where is that? Yeah. So Luke 17, stumbling blocks. It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. This is Jesus speaking. And then he says, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. You could just leave it there. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times saying, I repent, forgive him. Yeah, but sometimes you have to exercise tough love. Well, I don't know about that. Number 5, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Speaking of faith. And he's, you know, it's interesting. I've heard this preached. I've talked about this in the past. I've heard it preached as a faith passage many times. It's an obedience passage. So it says, the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down and eat? But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink? He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. It's something to aspire to, maybe. So don't know, just food for thought, a little perspective. I think it's easy to get things out of whack, you know, in America because we've become such an entitled society. And speaking of that, I think the welfare state has done a lot to foment the sort of and perpetuate the entitlement mentality. And if you're not familiar, go listen to what Thomas Sowell has to say about how the welfare state has contributed to the demise of American society. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 19th, 2021. It's Friday. Kind of lighthearted. You know, I realize lately I've been sort of stuck in, I don't know, Bible mode or whatever, and I'm not trying to be preachy. Like I said, I as I've always maintained, I'm not trying to sneak up on anyone, but I am the host of this broadcast, and I am trying to share things that I think are helpful. And, you know, this is something that I think is helpful. I think it's more helpful than anything, quite frankly. And speaking of that, I mean, even guys like Thomas Jefferson acknowledge the fact that as a foundational document, whether you give your heart to the Lord or not, the Bible really stands alone above all others as a foundation for what those guys called virtue, morality, and religion. And it seems that when we were sort of trying to move more in that direction, things were good. And, you know, even guys like Alexis de Tocqueville acknowledged that. And since we've been drifting in the other direction, things have gotten worse in a Romans chapter 1 sort of fashion, you might say, perhaps. John Adams, you know, this is one of my favorite quotes along these lines, June 21, 1776, which was an interesting time, right? Letter to Zabdiel Adams. John Adams wrote, "Statesmen, my dear sir, may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue." And by the way, virtue, morality, and religion are all capitalized when he's writing this. Liberty, principles, freedom are also... Anyway... "The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue, and if this cannot be inspired into our people in a greater measure than they have it now, they may change their rulers and the forms of government, but they will not obtain a lasting liberty. They will only exchange tyrants and tyrannies." So, religion and morality alone, which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. And he wrote, "The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue." And, you know, again, I mean, when I think of virtue, I think of Terence Moore's article, "Wimps and Barbarians, the Sons of Murphy Brown." And, you know, a Marine writing about virtue is probably not someone bad to listen to. You know, He's an authoritative voice, I would say, on the subject of virtue. So if you haven't read that, "Wimps and Barbarians, the Sons of Murphy Brown," it's kind of an interesting read. But that'll do it for today's broadcast. And I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Please pray for the network. Pray for the callers. Pray for one another. I hope you have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.